Bethel Representative Bob Herron says that his region was hit particularly hard by Governor Sean Parnell's veto plan. According to Herron's office, the governor vetoed more money from his House district than in 39 of the 40 House districts in the state. Now he's wondering what motivated the governor's cuts. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
A glance at the capital budget and a few figures stand out. For those in the Kuskokwim area, it's the $34.5 million that Governor Parnell vetoed from House District 38. Following the release of his capital budget, Governor Parnell rejected criticism that his cuts were heavy-handed in the Kuskokwim region. He told reporters that region received more money per capita than any other district in the state.
I don't buy that.
Bob Herron, who represents the lower Kuskokwim.
That's an easy soundbite to say until you go to a community where they only were able to get one project funded and that was vetoed.
Herron admits that if you look just at the dollar amounts, the governor's per capita claim may be true. But he says that's like comparing apples to oranges.
Let's kind of analyze that.
The biggest ticket items that the governor kept for the Kuskokwim were two school construction projects in the villages of Quinnahawk and Nabuskiak. Expensive, but the state is required by law to fund rural schools following several federal court decisions over the decades. In most House districts around the state, local property taxes go towards schools, and so state spending there is minimal. The two schools were budgeted at $28 million and $33 million apiece.
So you add that all up, and is it really the highest per capita when it comes to capital projects minus schools?
Going further, Herron notes another big-ticket item, improvements at the Bethel Airport, which moves the second-highest amount of cargo in the state. The capital budget left in $25 million for improvements.
Well, it was introduced by the governor, and the governor's not going to veto his own projects.
While keeping all of his own projects, Parnell vetoed 45% of the Bethel area projects sponsored by the legislature. Bob Herron is not the only legislator from Western Alaska's biggest city. Senator and Finance Co-Chair Lyman Hoffman is also from Bethel. House Minority Leader Beth Kurtula told the Anchorage Daily News that it looked to her like Parnell targeted Hoffman as well as Senator Burt Stedman for their opposition to his oil tax reforms, a charge the governor denies. Herron, though, is not so sure.
The governor had a criteria, and I hope it was only based on the criteria. But for my colleagues and others to say privately that they feel that it was vindictive, I hope that's not the case, but it sure raises the question.
Herron says he's pleased to see the governor did support a prenatal home in Bethel, which will house women with at-risk pregnancies that are safer near the city's regional hospital. The governor also left a host of wind power feasibility studies in the budget. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.